for the entire game and certainly have a chance to win. Both teams getting ready to retake the floor for the start of the second quarter. T-Jacks will have the ball out of bounds. Mark Newton and Christian Christensen have both checked in for the T-Jacks, replacing Avery Samuelson and Cody Mack. Ball is inbounded by Newton to Samuelson. Back to Newton, goes inside to Hamlin and goes up. He's partially blocked back up, and it rolls around again. Nice put back by Jordan as he stayed with it, and that extends the King Cove lead to 15-12. And it looks like the Warriors started actually with only four players on the floor. Is that, that's sure enough, that's right. So they've got the ball. Nikunin gets it out to Kalugin. And now Coach Kleitsch called the timeout. Not sure how that happens. Looks like they sure enough had only four players on the floor. And so Coach Kleitsch forced to call a timeout. And they'll get their fifth man in there. That might explain why the T-Jacks were able to get such a good shot on the first play of this second quarter. 15-12 T-Jacks. Warriors ball. For the Warriors, we have Johan Yakunin in the game, along with Mark Fefalov, Cameron McCollum, Matthew Trail, and I believe Chris Kalugin. Yeah, Christopher's in the game also. For the T-Jacks, Johnny Samuelson, Mark Newton, Christian Christensen, Josiah Mack, and Jordan Hamilton on the court. As we begin to resume play, 7:33 to go in the second period. The ball is inbound by Fefalov to Kalugin. Thanks back to Fefalov, goes instead to McCollum. Down to Yakunin. His pass is off of McCollum's hand, back to Kalugin. He goes in, charges, and that should be a charge, and it is. Jordan Hamilton holding his ground and drawing the charge there against Kalugin. Good defense there by Jordan Hamilton to draw the foul. That's Kalugin's first. And team's third I have here, and that matches the board. T-Jacks bring the ball. Johnny Samuelson crossover, goes all the way, lays it up, and no good. In and out, but he's going to go to the line for two. And that foul is again on Kalugin. Two quick fouls by Kalugin, and the Warriors can ill afford to lose him to foul. Even though he has just 3 points so far in this one, he's a key part of their offense. Johnny Samuelson's first shot rattles around and in. And that will make it 16-12 T-Jacks. His second one is up and good. 17-12 the score. And the Warriors have the ball. Almost lost there in the corner by Fefalov. Christensen putting some good defense. And now here's a long pass out to the top to Trail, who gets over to McCollum in the corner of Kalugin. Here's a shot by number 13. Number 13, Fefalov with a long three. And it's 17-15. Johnny Samuelson gets the ball to Christensen, back to Samuelson. He drives in, goes up, and puts it off the glass and in. And there were about four Nikolaevich defenders who were unable to stop Samuelson on that one. 19-15. Here's a drive by Yakunin. He goes down hard, and there's a Christensen with the rebound that throws the ball away. Here's an off-balance shot by number 13, Fefalov, and that one's off the front of the rim. Hamilton with the ball quickly out to Samuelson, goes behind the back, attempting to dish the ball to Mack, but around his back and lost it out of bounds. 19-15, T-Jack, 6:10 to play here in the second quarter. Warriors ball out of bounds. They bring it in. Ivanov back in the game for the Warriors with McCollum, Trail, Yakunin, and Fefalov, who has the ball now just outside the three-point arc. He passes over on the left side of McCollum. McCollum into Yakunin. He goes up and under. And a nice move there by Yakunin for the score. 19-17, as Coach Lindquist exhorts Hamilton to move his feet on defense. Samuelson brings the ball up, drives left side, fall away two. No good, and the rebound is hauled down there by Yakunin. This Yakunin kid is a good force inside for the Warriors. Now it's tipped from, away from behind from David Ivanov, and Christensen lost it out of bounds. Nice defense there by the T-Jacks. Ball will be inbounded by Fefalov. Fefalov finds McCollum, who kicks it out on the wing to back to Buffalo. This shot is up and good. So Pepelov with 5 quick points here in the second quarter, and we've got a 19-all game. Samuelson has the ball. Hellman and calling it in to go off the screen. Samuelson drives instead, puts the defense and lays it in. And now he's applying pressure to Ivanov. He brings the ball up, and McCollum, there's going to be a foul on Samuelson. That'll be Johnny's second. That's Johnny's second, and the team's sixth. Ball is inbounds to Ivanov by Pefelov. He dribbling up near the half court, hands the ball to Matthew Trail. He goes over by the half court circle, advances, looks down for McCollum, and his pass is tipped away by Jordan Hamilton. Josiah Mack with it up to Johnny Samuelson. Johnny, nice spin move, lays it up, no good. Rebound is taken down there by Pefelov. And he comes to a quick stop just across the timeline and hands the ball over to Ivanov, who drives in the middle, goes in and lays it, puts the shot in up over Hamilton to establish position. Quickly, the ball goes down to Mark Newton, back to Samuelson. Samuelson to Josiah Mack, back to Newton. He goes up, his shot no good, and the rebound is taken down by Matthew Trail. Game tied at 21, and here's an errant pass by the Warriors. Number 21, Ivanov, threw a bounce pass intended for, I believe, Yakunin, but it went out of bounds, untouched by the T-Jacks. T-Jacks ball, just under 4 minutes to play in the first half. Johnny Samuelson gives it over to Christensen, to Newton at the top. He dribbles to the left side, reverses, back over to Josiah Mack. Josiah hands the ball off to Johnny Samuelson, to Jordan Hamilton in the middle. Jordan looks, drives, kicks it out to Samuelson, who goes to the free throw line, hits Christensen. Josiah Mack down in the corner. Samuelson calling for the ball, and Johnny, or Hamilton was calling for the ball, and Johnny threw the pass too late and was intercepted. Right across the timeline by Ivanov. McCollum's right in front of me, but the ball goes across court to Trail. Down in the corner to Pefelov. His shot for three, no good. Tipped away back to Pefelov. He lays it up and hits. Pefelov now with 7 points. And the Warriors take another lead, 23-21 Warriors. Samuelson with the ball in the front court, trying to set things up. He splits the defense again, goes in, lays it up, and it's good. Went in down the left side of the lane, laid it up with the right hand and in, and drew the foul. And that foul is on, that's his first, I believe. Yes, and first on Yakunin, team's fifth. And it looks like we've got a timeout here. I didn't see who called the timeout. Coach Lindquist trying to get his troops rallied together here. And a little bit of head hanging going on by the T-Jacks right now. They need to keep their chin up and keep fighting. This game tied at 23. And we knew this was going to be a tough matchup against these Nikolaevsk Warriors. Very physical team. They've got some good height, and they got some good shooters. And last night it looked like maybe Kalugin was their top scorer. He may be their top scorer, but certainly not their only threat. And we've seen that today as Kalugin has come out and scored just 3 points and actually has not been in for the whole game, maybe about half the game so far. But Yakunin and Pefelov have both 7 points. Johnny Samuelson leading the T-Jacks. Johnny already has 19 of the 23 T-Jack points. As it continues to be a repeating story that defenses are unable to stop number 11. And we've got Johnny's getting ready to try to complete the three-point play. We've got our officials timeout at the scorer's bench. For this game, we've moved down behind the T-Jacks bench to plug in the phone to keep our power, and then maybe after halftime we'll be able to move back to the scorer's bench for a little better viewpoint. Johnny Samuelson's free throw is up and in. He remains perfect from the line, 5 for 5, and the T-Jacks retake the lead by 1, 24-23. Kalugin back in the game for the Warriors. He gets the ball from Ivanov, kicks it back across court to Ivanov as they come across the timeline. Looking for Kalugin, there's Pefelov with the ball. He drives right side, looks down low. Nice move by Kalugin. His shot is no good. Rebound by Josiah Mack. Johnny Samuelson with a long pass down court to Mark rather. And Mark draws a foul going in for the layup. So nice fast break there by the T-Jacks. It's as Zymac got the pass quickly to Johnny Samuelson. He spotted Mark Newton flashing down the right side, and Mark will go to the line for two. And that foul was against number 21. Ivanov, his first. Mark misses the first free throw. He'll have one more. And it's up, and it's no good off the side of the rim. And it kicks out to Yakunin, gets the ball to Kalugin, who brings it across the timeline, kicks it over to Ivanov. Ivanov at the three-point line, back to Kalugin, swings it down to Fefalov, in for Kalugin. He's defended well there by Hamilton. Whoa, nice save. Jordan Hamilton gave up his body and dove into the wall to save that one. And Mark Newton got the ball on the fast break over to Josiah Mack, and he scores. So a play that was started with great hustle by Jordan Hamilton results in two for the T-Jacks, and they extend their lead to 26-23. And another steal by Newton. And he takes the ball down to Hamilton and gets it back to Newton, and it's lost to Lucan now with the ball. He's going in against Hamilton. Hamilton stops, the shot is up, no good, tipped away. Bad by Hamilton. And he now looks for Johnny Samuelson, who tried to get the ball with one hand and push it down to Newton over the defender. And instead, it slipped off his hand and went out of bounds off of the Warrior defender. So it'll be T-Jack's ball after a frantic 30 seconds there. Great hustle and great work there by Jordan Hamilton on the defensive end of the floor. Inbound by Johnny Samuelson to Josiah Mack. Johnny for a three. No good. And the rebound is run down by Christensen in the corner. Back out to Josiah Mack, who hands the ball to Samuelson at the half-court circle. 1:30 to go here in the first half. Samuelson kicks the ball to Josiah Mack. Down to the corner, Mark Newton open for a three. And it bounces up and over the backboard and out of play. 1:22 to go in the first half. 26-23, T-Jacks. Warriors ball pressured at half court as Ivanov brings it up, gets it to Fefalov. He kicks it to Kalugin in the corner. Back to Ivanov at the top of the key. He's got Konovalov over here in front of me. He gets the pass, puts it into Yakunin, kicks it back out to Ivanov. 1 minute to play now in the first half. Fefalov has it down to Kalugin, and his pass nearly throws it away. And now stolen by Johnny Samuelson. Johnny goes in and puts it up, and what are we going to? The call is good. An incredible shot there by Johnny as he hung for several seconds in the air, was fouled, and then put in a shot from a bad angle off the glass. And Johnny's going to go to the line now to try and complete the three-point play. Cody Mack checks back in for Jordan Hamilton. Excellent work by Hamilton. Johnny Samuelson dribbling the ball, getting ready to put up his free throw. He makes it, completing the three-point play, and the T-Jacks lead 29-23. Samuelson now with 23 points here in the first half. And the ball is kicked by number 13, Cody Mack, as he jumped to try to block the pass from Ivanov. Warriors ball out of bounds at half court, into Fefalov. Under a minute to go, Fefalov started to take a three and chose not to. Ivanov back to Fefalov. He launches a three now. It's going to be short. Rebounded by Kalugin. He goes up strong. And there was a questionable call by the man in stripes on that one. As Christensen went up with Kalugin and got all ball. But there's a foul. And so Kalugin will go to the line for two. Christensen showing a very athletic play there. Kalugin's shot is up and no good. He'll have one more with 31 seconds to go here in the first half. Christensen, a freshman, very athletic, made a good play there but drew the foul. Second shot is up, no good. Christensen goes up for the rebound, and it's out of bounds off of his hand. I'm not sure if Chris would have let that one go. It might have been T-Jack's ball. So Warriors ball out of bounds under the basket. Fefalov looking for the pass inbounds. Gets it to Yakunin. Yakunin's shot is going to be no good. We've got a loose ball foul there. I think it's going to be on Mark Newton. And that's going to be Newton's first and the team's eighth. And that puts the Warriors in the bonus. Avery Samuelson checking in now for Mark Newton with 26 seconds remaining in the first half. And at the line for the Warriors will be Peter Konovalov. He has 4 points thus far in the game. His first shot is up and no good. Nice rebound by Yakunin, who puts it in. Yakunin went up over two T-Jacks and got the rebound. 29-25 T-Jacks, under 20 seconds in the first half. Coach Link was calling for one shot. Johnny Samuelson dribbling out near the half-court line. Goes between the legs. Near the half-court line. Goes between the legs. Being guarded by Ivanov. Takes it to the right. Goes up for a two-pointer. No good. Ivanov coming down now. He launches one from half-court. Hits that shot from half-court at the buzzer and hits nothing but net. Court at the buzzer and hits nothing but net. And that ends a very exciting first half here in the championship game of the 2010 Warrior Rumble with a score at halftime. The King Cove T-Jacks 29, the Nikolaevsk Warriors 28. We'll run down quickly the leading scores for you, and then we'll go to a short halftime. Johnny Samuelson leads the T-Jacks with 23. Josiah Mack has 4, Jordan Hamilton 2. Yeah, Johan Yakunin has 9. 7 points for Mark Fefalov, 5 for Ivanov, 4 for Peter Konovalov, 4 for Peter Konovalov, and Christopher Kalugin has 3. So our score at halftime, the King Cove T-Jacks 29, the Nikolaevsk Warriors 28. We'll be back with you in about 8 minutes.